Yeah, of course, sir. Now, amidst the news of Brexit deals, parking fines, weather, and cybersecurity on today's edition of Good Morning Britain, their entertainment presenter, Richard Arnold, was giddy with excitement as he made a special birth announcement. Yes, he did, indeed.
Daddy Pig has just shared these pictures with me of Peppa's brand new baby sister, Evie, named after Mummy Pig's Aunt Evie. She was born at 5:34 a.m. this morning. Now, she's certainly receiving the royal treatment so far, with a town crier announcing her birth and a special plaque. How very royal.
How very royal. That happened this morning. Scott Bryan is a TV critic and he's on the line now to fill us in on the birth of Evie, little sister to George and Peppa. Hello, Scott. Are you very excited?
Afternoon. I mean, it's quite a surreal thing to be following. I'm not going to lie. When your producer messaged me to say, can you come on to go and talk about the birth of a new pig in the Peppa Pig family, I think I had to go and make a second take. But I think this is sort of bizarrely become quite a... it's become a show and also become a news story that's really had a big cut through with the public. I mean, when the announcement first happened that Peppa's mum, Mummy Pig, was pregnant, I mean, that was huge news. They then lit up the Battersea Power Station in London when they did a gender reveal party. And then, of course, they've now ended up basically having the baby at St Mary's Hospital in the Lindo wing and now having a town crier announce the baby's being born. It's I mean, whoever's doing the personal PR for the Peppa Pig family, I think very much deserve
doing a great
a
job. And that St Mary's Hospital is famous, world famous.
World famous. I mean, of course, that was where Kate Middleton gave birth to all three of her children. And that's where you saw a great array of newsreaders slowly losing their mind over a collective week, trying to work out when the announcement was actually going to be happening and the entire world's media there. So I think it's tapping into that in some way. And I think also for a show that's known by, I think, now multi-generations, because, of course, Peppa Pig has now been on air for 20 years. Somehow the family's not got any older. And it's managed to, I think, you know, the people who were watching it when they were younger are now in their teens and now on the internet. Yeah. So to hear this news, I think, bizarrely, is united more generations than I thought it would.
It's been
sensational.
Any news about the you know, the health and the mood of Mammy and new arrival Evie? Do we know anything?
All is well. Babies, mother and baby are doing well, is what they normally say during any royal announcements, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, now Daddy Pig. I was thinking that maybe it wasn't great for Daddy Pig because he probably fainted or something, just like that scene from Only Fools and Horses, remember?
Oh, yes. Well, Daddy Pig has said that he will be giving an update next week in his sort of TV interview, as well as providing a glimpse of the new baby. I guess there's questions around, you know, the privacy of the new baby sister for Peppa.
Although they've posted photographs already. I saw them on Good Morning, which, you know, and that baby, little Evie, they've no consent there. They'd no choice whether their photograph is posted or not. So that's something that might become an issue in years to come.
Exactly. And I think, you know, there have been issues around privacy around celebrities and versus what celebrities are able to be showing publicly versus what they want to go and keep private. I guess it's up to them. But of course, they might not realise about the press intrusion that will now follow.
Yeah. Did you know the gestation period for a pig, Scott?
When I woke up this morning, I'm not going to lie, I don't think this is one of the questions I was expecting.
It's 115 days, 3 months, 3 weeks and 3 days on average. Listen, while we have you on, and we've more questions about Peppa Pig, but what about the Eurovision and the fact that the UK entry got no points from the popular vote? How has that gone down in the UK?
I mean, quite a shock, really, because, of course, we were getting 12 points at one point, I think, from a mouse during the point scoring.
Just so you shouldn't explain that to our listeners.
Yeah, well, I mean, basically, you know, they go to one spokesperson at a time, and for whatever reason, the spokesperson, I think for Germany,
Italy. Italy, I think it was Italy. Maybe you're
Italy,
right.
Italy, apologies for getting my European countries mixed up. Was a mouse, and then they announced 12 points for the United Kingdom. So we got 88 points overall, which I think puts us, I think, 19th or so in the overall scoreboard.
Yeah.
I mean, I think bitter than last year, even though we got 0 points for the third successive year for the UK's entry. But of course, no, I guess it's back to the drawing board. But what's about the drawing board, I think also, sorry to mention this, for Ireland, you know, the fact that they didn't make the grand final again. I think the song was quite left field. It just, you know, it's quite hard because you've got to win twice, essentially. You've got to get through the semi-finals and then you've got to actually sort of be there on the night itself.
And then there's question marks over the Israeli campaign to get people to vote for them, but that's another day's story. So the movie, I mentioned there's a Peppa Pig movie, coincidentally, with the arrival of Evie. And how did that happen? What a coincidence.
I think it's very much the case, isn't it, that of all of the details to now then say, oh yeah, by the way, there is actually a movie coming on later in the year. So, I mean, probably it's called Peppa Meets the Babies, an hour-long cinema special. It'll be out in theatres on the 30th of May. And with all the love in the world, not enough money in the world would be able to convince me to go and see it.
I remember, because we've an 18-year-old, so we were in the thick of Peppa Pig in the early days. There's something about it gets under your skin, and you just watch it on loop, and then they grow out of it very quickly. But I remember reading that one of the biggest media companies in the world bought it at one stage from a relatively small UK company. So it's huge. It's probably billion pound business, Peppa Pig.
Oh, 100%. And there's Peppa Pig World now, which has theme park rides. That's near where my parents live. I mean, it is one of those sort of shows that just becomes a massive hit very quickly. Because, of course, with kids' programmes, all you do is that you dub all the voices into different languages. Yes. And also, like, you know, Bluey, it's another example, that Australian dog. I mean, that's a colossal hit. And also the fact that BBC Studios in the UK, you know, have the rights for it, it's been a big income. So, you know, that's why these shows, whether you like them or not, there will be annoying parents for generations to come.
So Peppa Pig has aired in 180 territories, and it's broadcast in over 40 languages. But in all of them, poor Daddy Pig is silly. And that's another day's debate about the portrayal of dads in children's cartoons. But we won't get you on for that. We'll get somebody else. Scott Bryan, TV critic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Evie, new arrival. 5:34 this morning, and Mammy and Baby are doing well. Daddy, not so good.